This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
And Nico hits a bouncing ball to third. Two hops to Norby. The toss across. Ball game over. Miami wins the final by a score of 3-1.
The White Sox take the first two games of the series and wrap up their first road series of the season. And Steve, more importantly, the first three-game win streak of the season.
You heard Pat and Ron right here on The Score, and that was John Triffin on CHSN. White Sox are going for the sweep in Cincinnati. That's right. The White Sox are going to head into Crosstown looking for a sweep. That game beginning, I think, just under an hour and a half from now. And they are riding some momentum. Unfortunately, the Cubs could not get the sweep as they tried against the Marlins. They end up losing 3-1. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And as we take a look at this Cubs situation against the White Sox, Marshall, I think to myself, Crosstown is no slam dunk. You've been warning us about this. But for the Cubs, this to steal our previous segment, Crosstown should be games they have to win. But the White Sox are showing that they are making some key progress already in this month of May.
When I talked about 7-2 for this 9-game stretch, and of course I talked about 15-6 for the 21-game stretch for the Cubs against teams that are below 500, I said you could conceivably sweep the Marlins twice and still lose 2 out of 3 to the White Sox. And I know some of y'all out there were laughing at me like, that's funny. But it's not funny anymore for two reasons. One, the Cubs' offense has just not been as productive as it was supposed to be, or at least as it has been. They've still scored the second most runs in all of baseball, right? That's still a thing. But after averaging 6 runs a game, basically, they're only scoring 4.5 runs a game this month, in the month of May, and they haven't been scoring at will. And I said they need to get healthy against this Marlins team and get on some type of roll offensively. They have failed to do that. Meanwhile, the White Sox have the exact same record as the Cubs in the month of May at 7-6. They are now coming off 2 straight series wins. They're basically playing their best baseball of the season heading into this matchup with the Cubs. The Cubs should be very, very worried. Very concerned, highly concerned.
And if nothing else, maybe just for themselves, regardless of who the opponent is, just for themselves, based on the fact that this is the next series in their schedule. Cubs have a day off. They get to regroup a little bit, but their numbers in home last games of series, not good. Series closing games at home, they're 1-6 this season. The only win was that second game of the 2-game set with the Dodgers. So if you consider the 3-game series or more, they're 0-6. That's terrible. They're 7-0 in true home series openers. Now, the good news is the record that bears out that they're 25-19, they're first in the division. We're not talking about just the division, though. That's for sure when it comes to this situation. But regardless, you needed to sweep against the Marlins. 16-26. That's after the win. The Marlins went 3-1 yesterday, as we mentioned, but there are some percolating issues when it just comes to what we saw. Number one, the lack of extra base hits. You had Justin Tucker with a double. You had Seiya Suzuki with a home run. That was his 11th of the season, by the way. But that's it. Cubs were 1-for-3. You only had 3 runners in scoring position opportunities in the entire game against the Marlins. Like those, that's one of those situations where you're asking, I understand why you had to change the lineup, Craig Counsell. I appreciate that he did. But A, shouldn't you let guys, you know, learn a little bit against a team like the Marlins? And then B, was it something where you changed it too much to where maybe the protection wasn't as evident as it should have been? Dansby Swanson's leading off. He gets another hit, but still.
I didn't have a problem with the approach of changing the lineup. I was wondering about Moises Ballesteros and why he wasn't in it. I know it was a left-hand starter. I know Michael Bush wasn't there because it was a left-hand starter. I thought if there was any a time where you might say, okay, lefty, righty, doesn't matter, let's just roll it out there. Yesterday was a perfect opportunity to do that because of the caliber of the opponent. I'm going to give you some numbers, right? Over the last 6 games, Layla, what if I told you this? Listen very carefully. If I told you a team had scored 20 runs and this was their slash line as a team over 6 games, 218, 276, 368. That's an OPS of 644 as a team. What would you say about that?
Bad.
Okay, that's the White Sox over the last 6 games. Here's the thing. The Cubs' numbers are worse. They're hitting 191 on base of 268, slug of 367 for a 635 OPS.
Cringe with the slug
so
number.
So I gave you the two sets of numbers to let you know that the White Sox offense you expect to be not great, right? But the Cubs are playing worse baseball offensively than that team.
Also, it comes down to the fact that this was another Jameson Taillon started game, right? So one where you're saying he's your de facto ace, he and Matt Boyd, until the Cubs have this figured out.
I told you he wasn't their de facto ace.
Jameson Taillon throws 6 innings, gives up only 4 hits, 3 earned runs, though, to the tune of 3 home runs. And here's my concern. These home runs came with 2 strikes. Where's your put-away pitch there? And it's been said that he needs to throw fewer strikes is what he said. Let's listen to this because I have a point to make against it, Robbie.
One of those things, like I have good enough command to throw a lot of strikes. And I like the idea of like keeping the defense active. And, you know, if I'm filling up the zone and working fast and we've got a great defense, like I like taking our chances there. But I think there are times where let's use that good command and expand and use that good command to not throw strikes all the time. And sometimes I get into that strike throwing mode where it's like almost hard for me to change my release. So that'll just be something we work on in between starts for sure.
I understand why that may be the approach he has to take. But from what I saw on those pitches specifically where the home runs happened, I'm thinking to myself, the ball is spending too much consistent time in the strike zone. Does that make sense? Either too much on the same plane, maybe it doesn't snap the way it wants or the arm side run isn't there. But additionally, when you don't have that velocity, how long is the hitter seeing it? And for how long is that ball spending time in the zone?
It comes down to variation, in my opinion, in terms of what the hitter's seeing. Are you changing enough from pitch to pitch, from at bat to at bat, right? I'll say this.
And we know he does that. He's got a good pitch mix.
Kyle Stowers, a problem. Not only is he a problem, Kyle Stowers, who now has 10 home runs on the season.
He's 2 of them yesterday.
Not just a problem because he has 8 of his 10 home runs in the last 13 games, Layla, but he's a problem they need to figure out between now and Monday because guess who Jameson Taillon will see the next time he takes the hill?
Noted Cub killer.
Kyle Stowers.
Who also, by the way, had a triple. So he's got 2 home runs and a triple. That is 11 total bases.
It's a good day at the office, right?
It's a good week that day.
Yes, a good week that day. But on top of that, Taillon, it was a quality start by definition of quality start. 3 runs, 6 innings, very few base runners also.
That's it.
When you're giving up home runs, it's the propensity for another team to understand, okay, if I just get my pitch, I can change this game with one swing. I think the Cubs are going to have to be better at finding ways to win low-scoring games. I know Ian Happ's supposed to be back on Tuesday, but even when Ian Happ comes back, they have a problem. When they don't score 4 runs, 3 runs or less, They're 2-14 on the season. That's not good enough.
No.
That's not good enough when you're talking about being at the top of the top. Because our expectations for this Cubs team aren't just to make the playoffs. They're to make some type of run. Win the division and make a run. If you can't win a close game, if you can't win a 2-1 game, if you can't win a 3-2 game, your chances of being able to compete are going to go down drastically when you talk about facing the best of the best. And to their credit, to the Cubs' credit, they've done a good job so far this season against that top-level competition. But the offense isn't always going to be at a pace where they're scoring 5.5 runs per game. And so in the games where you only score 2 or 3, you've got to be able to muck those games out as well.
Ryan Weathers, nice job out of him for the Marlins in his debut, the lefty. But that's another bone I think that deserves to be picked here, is that Morning Show brought it up, I think, appropriately. If you can't have guys like Michael Bush facing lefties against the Marlins, when you're depending on him and the offensive production therein out of first base, and also when you trust him enough to be a cleanup hitter on your team, and instead you've got Justin Turner, and I understand he was 1-for-3 yesterday, so he did his job, at least he got a hit, but still, maybe it's if you walk it off, you're in the lineup the next day. But these, to me, are moments where you're trying to give your guys some reps in a high enough leverage of a game against a team where you can afford to lose one or win one necessarily. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't think that you should have not won this game. I still think that they should have. But the individual situation here is that that should be a game where he gets some reps against a lefty. You know, that should be something where you should be able to face big league pitching. It's great that we can use the bench in this manner or see it used in this manner, but how much are you depending on him offensively to be able to produce here? Can you always platoon him like this when you're trying to make playoff runs, or you need him to do more?
It's going to be tough if Justin Turner doesn't truly start to get extra base hits. It's first base. You need your first baseman to have some slug in his pocket. And right now, Justin Turner has shown us one demonstration, albeit a dramatic and game-winning one, of being able to produce some slug out of his back pocket. Here on Rahimi and Harris, we're talking about the Cubs and the White Sox, and now the lens of, is this crosstown series a thing that they should just blow through the White Sox? I don't think so. Here's one of the reasons why.
Are you going to go to the math that disturbed us all last night in our group thread?
Well, I'm not even going to go to that specifically. I'll just say this.
I'll do that then.
The Cubs, 5.5 runs a game on the season. They are second in Major League Baseball in having scored 244 runs. They have reached that 5.5 run mark exactly once in the last 8 games. They've scored less than 4 runs a game over their last 6 games. These are reasons for concern.
Not only that, but we were talking about the math. Justin Turner's numbers when it came to batters in scoring position and then also the bases loaded were something that shocked me.
Well, they would shock anyone who has seen him this season, because at first glance, it doesn't make any sense. You know, the eye test versus what the numbers actually are, but they are startling numbers.
Well, that's right. And I was laughing because when we were looking them up, Ray was like, are these from Justin Turner's agent? And no, that's not the case. Here it is. Highest batting average with runners in scoring position entering last night. Justin Turner at 538. As in the website? Jorge Polanco. What? At 500, Jacob Wilson, 46, Will Smith, 45. And then you have to go to Aaron Judge at 44. And before you say it's a plate appearance issue, this is minimum 20 plate appearances with runners in scoring position. Sounds like Craig Counsell read his scouting reports, what that sounds like to me.
Yeah, he had the 23 plate appearances, which just gets you over that threshold, but he's been good. The problem is he hasn't had but one extra base hit in those situations. So that's part of the problem.
779 asked the question on the text line. Did you guys watch PCA against the lefty yesterday? I'm completely fine with the right-handed heavy lineup against lefties. I think there are times where you need to let people learn who they can be. And in that example, like I mentioned for Michael Bush, PCA is still learning who he is as a hitter. I feel like we're still discovering things about Michael Bush as a hitter. That's why I don't necessarily mind giving them those opportunities there. But what you're doing then, if that's the case, is you're asking for your other guys to cook. You're asking for your other guys, like, say, a Suzuki, for example, coming through with a home run. You're asking for more extra base hits than just 2. I'm glad they're from your boppers in Suzuki and Tucker, but you have to see more.
Actually, the home runs is the one thing that differentiates the Cubs from the White Sox in the month of May. The Cubs have hit over 20 home runs in the month. They're top three, if not number two, in Major League Baseball in home runs this month, albeit a lot of them have been solo jacks. Meanwhile, the White Sox have only eight. Outside of that, because we have like text from 779. Stop pretending like the White Sox are serious. The Reds have been anemic offensively all year. They've been shut out three times in a row earlier this season. Here's my point. The White Sox can score runs now. That's the issue. The White Sox pitching has been fine all season long. In fact, if you take a look at what the White Sox have done just recently, right? They have the seventh best starters ERA in the bigs.
That's
357.
Where, and that's a hallmark of the team. And that's something Brian Bannister can hang his hat on.
The Cubs offense got silenced by the MLB leading Mets just not too long ago, last weekend. They have a 2.74 ERA, and they haven't recovered since facing the Mets. It hasn't felt like an explosive Cubs offense since then. Now, relievers ERA, this is where, in my opinion, the Crosstown Series is going to be decided.
Well, it's also like where baseball in general is. So I feel you.
The White Sox, they have a 4.42 ERA in the bullpen. The Cubs have a 4.59 ERA in the bullpen. That's 21 and 22 in the bigs, like right next to each other. Obviously, the Cubs have been in a lot more situations to blow saves. They're 10 of 17 in save opportunities. Meanwhile, the White Sox, 3 of 10. They just haven't had that many opportunities. So I think that's where it's gonna really be determined.
But it's also just about the progress the Sox have made. Let's not forget, they only won four series all of last season.
They've already matched that this year.
Four total. And they were 13-30 at this point last year. Like, that's where the difference lies. You knew you were going to see progress out of this team. I can't wait to collect on my dollar bet with Marshall.
Yeah, you're going to collect that dollar bet.
The better question is, what do I spend it on?
Not much, because a dollar doesn't get you as much as it used to.
Peanut butter crackers package, maybe?
Can you get a whole peanut butter crackers package for $1?
Like three of them. Like three crackers, not the package.
So you need $2 to get the whole package?
Probably.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you want to make another bet to where I can work on it?
You want to go double or nothing on something?
Do we do Crosstown?
Are you taking the Cubs in the Crosstown?
I am.
I'll take the White Sox.
All right.
So, well, I'm going to get my dollar three before you get your dollar.
Three peanut butter crackers are on the line.
So, yeah, I like that.
This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Coming up next on The Score, we get to have some fun. We get to talk to a big made man, Brad Underwood, the Fighting Illini basketball head coach, fresh off of his extension, talks to us next. Get your ILL ready.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
You're watching Hot Ones, and today we return to my alma mater, the University of Illinois, for a Hot Ones special with Illini basketball coach Brad Underwood.
Sean, welcome back. It's great to have you back on campus.
It's off in time. Got it! Got it! One we cannot miss! Illinois will win it 86-73.
We're a family. Those guys and every player that's ever played for me is part of our family. They've got my number. I couldn't be happier. The group of guys that I loved coaching feel great about giving my time and my energy and my focus to them to help them try to achieve something.
We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and happy to go out to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. The man just got extended, and we get to celebrate with him. It is Brad Underwood, the head coach of the Illini men's basketball team. He is at Coach Underwood on X. Coach, thanks for joining Rahimi and Harris, and congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And, very excited to continue to be the basketball coach at the best program in the country.
Okay, Coach, we've got a lot we want to cover in a short amount of time. First of all, yes, congratulations to you. I'm surprised you have time to talk to us, given where we are right now with the transfer portal and everything else. How used to you are this, and how adjusted are you, and where are you in the process of filling out your roster?
Yeah, we're pretty close to done. We're in a good spot. We had a nice group of guys come back, which is refreshing. We were very patient in the portal. We went and got two guys that have been through the college experience. Obviously, Zonimir coming from Arkansas, and obviously the twin to Tommy. And then Andre Stojakovic was the guy that we had a lot of patience for, waited for. So we feel great about those two guys. And then we added a couple European guys late. That we have earmarked and been recruiting all season. So it was we're in a good place. We feel good about it, and much different than a year ago when we were trying to get 10 or 11 guys.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about Andre specifically, because I worked in Sacramento for a couple of years, so I saw him play, and obviously coming from a great lineage such as Peja Stojakovic, what can you tell us about his game and how you feel like that's going to fit into your style of play offensively and defensively?
Well, first of all, you got a guy that's averaged 18 a game, played for a great coach at Mark Madsen, started his career at Stanford. You're talking about a guy that was had a ton of accolades out of high school. So he's been there, done that. He has seen it. I think he's a guy that fits, great size, very good athlete. I think that with what we do with our double bigs and having a guy like Tommy, having a guy like Boswell, and putting Andre in those in situations around those guys, he helps them, they help him, and you need a proven scorer. He's a guy that I think that we can help in terms of getting to the foul line, in terms of offensive rebounding, and I think he's a guy that just creates a ton of mismatches, and a guy we're really excited about. So I think he's ready to step in and be an all-league type guy.
Coach, I think this discussion, mm-hmm. even acquiring new talent for the Illini and being able to reload, is a good example of what the program has done successfully over the past several years. I think about when you took it over in 2017. Now we're up to a 165-101 total record, 92-66 in conference play. How do you describe the health of the program on a national scale and what you've seen personally since you took over to now?
Yeah, I think we're in an incredible space. I think our facilities are incredible. We've got the nicest practice facility in the country. That's all thanks to Josh Whitman and the administration and Chancellor Jones. I think we're in a place that TV wants us in big games. I think that was evidenced last year. I think it will be when we announce this year's schedule. And players want to play. I think players want to play in big games, and I think we're doing that. And I think in a style that allows them to grow and allows them to maybe take those next steps to the NBA. And, we're going to see that this year with two first-round draft picks, two one-and-dones. We've got other pros on the team that will, when their time has come, we'll see them playing on the NBA level as well.
Coach, I know you're going to say the job isn't done, that's for sure. But when I think about the Elite Eight in 2024, you lose to the eventual national champion. I think about what happened even last season where that it was a team that had injury issues and you are able to reload. And I still think it was a successful season this past year, even though you lose to Kentucky. And one of the reasons I think is because you're unapologetically yourself. When you talk about wanting to win regular season titles and what that means, you get it done. You talk about wanting to get back to the tournament, you get it done. I always have appreciated that about you and your program and how not only are you not afraid to show the emotion, you're backing it up with the results that you've seen and adjusting as well to make things happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in a position to ask my players to do something if they can't do it and expect them to do it. We want to work hard. We want to be disciplined. We want to be all the things that it takes to win. And we talk about winning a lot. And at Illinois, it's winning championships and cutting down nets. And there's one we've still got to accomplish, and that's a national championship. But I think we've got incredible fan base. We've got incredible support. We sell out every night. And it's just a matter of time. And I truly believe that. And if that doesn't start with me, then it will never happen. So the day that I feel like we can't win a national championship and will be the day I retire. But in the meantime, there's a lot of years left, and we're going to try to keep grinding and keep winning.
One of the things that's been so impressive about you getting this extension and really the success you've had at Illinois is how you have evolved in the time. Things are so much different even from the time that you came onto that campus. I wanted to ask you about a specific player. I know Coleman Hawkins meant so much to your program for the 4 years that he was there, but then he leaves, goes to Kansas State. He takes the bag. They say the grass isn't always greener on the other side, but sometimes the paycheck is. I don't know if you were able to see the emotional, heartfelt reaction to him and having his season come to an end. It seems to me like there's this other side of this new era of college sports, which we don't talk about or try to figure out, I guess, more than we should. What did you think about what Coleman Hawkins had to say at the end of his time at Kansas State? And just kind of, is that a microcosm of where we are, that this is the reality for some players who continue to transfer and try to, chase the biggest bag?
Yeah, I think the one thing, and I no one loves Coleman Hawkins more than I do. And young man spent 4 years, four NCAA tournaments, and grew as a player, went through all the adversity, stuck with it. My feelings for Coleman are very, very strong. He was an impactful person in our program, and continued the dominance that we've been able to get to. So to go through what he did, I think was challenging for him. I think it was not easy. I think his statement at the end of the year, I think, spoke volumes. I think that's one of the signs and one of the things that we're dealing with in today's world that doesn't get talked about near enough is you can grab a paycheck and or an NIL number, and there's certain strings that happen and challenges that come with that, and I think Coleman wears his emotions on his sleeve and he's not afraid to say it, and he did that. I was really proud of him because I do think it's something that is real, and will continue to be a challenge for certain players throughout this process that we're in.
One thing I love about you, Brad, you're unapologetically authentic, and I love the way at the end of the season, it's always the same discussion. Why am I having to deal with this transfer portal and the season's not even over? I'm trying to coach games and stay on the line with potential incoming players at the same time. Do you see there being any resolution to how this transfer portal window works and when it opens and closes?
Yeah, I think the portal's got its own challenges. I think that there's so many other schools, and if I'm being real, when I made that statement, I think there was 8 or 16 schools still playing.
Right.
There's 300 that are not. I would love to see a time frame when it's the most important time of year, the biggest time of the year, that we're focusing on winning an NCAA title and a championship, and we're not. We're not dealing with individuals going into the portal or recruiting, but there's a lot that goes into that. Some of that I'm not in the back channels to know every issue. There's an academic component to all of this with schools on different semesters, trimesters, quarters. So a lot of factors go into it. It is frustrating. I think it takes away from men's basketball's biggest moment, and that's the NCAA tournament. And at that point, it was, you're in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and Final Fours, and we're all recruiting. But those challenges will all get worked out, and hopefully here sooner than later.
Coach, I was in Houston when you were the head coach of Stephen F. Austin, and I remember your press conferences then, and you spoke up for the school. It was something that I appreciated about you then, and it's something I appreciate now. How would you say, if at all, you've changed or evolved since that time, just not only then as the Illini head coach, but your other stops as well?
Well, I think I've changed probably a good amount as a coach. I hope I haven't as a person. I hope I'm still that same guy, the same values, the same moral compass that I use, even though the game has changed so much. And that's forced me to evolve. I'm not afraid of change. I'm not afraid to evolve and look at what move might be the next move that can help us become better. So I was a young coach in terms of my head coaching experience. Great, great memories of Stephen F. Just an incredible place, and we had a lot of fun there. And but you get to this level, it's a little different, and it forces you to evolve and change. And then obviously the landscape of college sports has changed a great deal.
Illinois head men's basketball coach Brad Underwood joining us here on Raheemy and Harris, celebrating a new extension, which will keep him in Champaign an extra 6 years, also giving him a bigger bag, much deserved. I wanted to ask you about one of the guys you mentioned, one and done, in and out. We've got, like, the burger, Kasper Jakaciunas. I don't think he'll be around when the Bulls pick at number 12, but give us the NBA scouting report versus the college scouting report on Jakaciunas, because, as you know, NBA and college are like two different sports when it comes down to the style of play and how things work out.
Yeah, I think our style has helped him. I think Kasper's will be a better pro than he was in college. I think the one thing that is great for him is that the 3 seconds in the paint defensively, that they have in the NBA opens the court. You know, he is probably the premier passer in this draft, a guy that can make every pass, does it off the dribble with either hand. So he's going to elevate teammates. And then I think the other, you know, great thing for him is his size. Physically, he's ready. He's got great, great strength. He's long. He's got terrific hands. And then I think, you know, in a league that does a lot of switching, you know, he's not going to get exploited just because of his physical size and strength. So I think he's and then the other piece of that, he's a really, really good shooter off the bounce, which you have to be in that league and at the NBA level. But so I'm excited for his future. The NBA scouts are they know exactly what he's done and what his level is, and I think they've got him pegged pretty well.
Coach, I know that one of the ways you celebrated after a tournament win was shirtless with Super Soaker water guns in your locker room after the game. So naturally, I'm curious how you celebrate a contract extension that has you in champagne through 2031.
A nice bottle of red wine and a good cigar.
Much more chill.
You know, we have fun in the locker room and we have fun with our players. We enjoy winning and what that looks like. This is one of those moments when, you know, I say this all the time. I've been married 38 years. I've got three wonderful kids. I'm really blessed and to be able to really celebrate those moments and with them. You know, my wife's been there every step of the way, and this is as much, about her, and her support, and you know the saying behind every good man, there's a better woman, and that's obviously the case in our relationship. And you know, it was nice just to be appreciated and to sit down and enjoy that moment with a very good Cabernet and a nice cigar and take a deep breath and you know, realize how blessed we are.
Congratulations. What was the bottle of wine?
It was a Leo Vineyards. I'll probably get in trouble. This one was a Leo Vineyards, believe it or not, that I received when we won the first Big Ten championship. And so it had been sitting and aging for a while. It actually had the label Big Ten Championships on it. So it was very nice. And it had been sitting in the cellar for a little bit. So, yeah, good Cabernet.
That's fantastic. I love a little wine talk as well. Man of all seasons, Coach Brad Underwood, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you soon.
And thanks for sticking up for the Southland Conference when you did, too. As a North Texas alum, I appreciated that.
It's the best.
Thank you. Amen. Coach Brad Underwood. A man of the people, the Illini head basketball coach, now the coach there through 2031. Coming up next, it's halftime.
It is halftime, and I want feedback because I'm really excited about a movie that's coming out, and I'm like, should I be this excited about this movie? And it's already out internationally, but it's going to be released here coming up soon, and it goes back to the nostalgia thing.
I love your movie talk, so I feel like if we have time for mine, then we'll talk about it. But if not, I completely understand. So
No, we're going to have time.
But I just don't know.
And obviously, I'm going to ask Robbie if he's seen any of these movies, because I have a feeling he has not.
I didn't bring a sandwich to the movie theater, though. I didn't do that.
So that's another thing I'll share, is the confession I got on social media from somebody about sneaking something into the theater. That's next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
That's right. It is halftime. And if you just missed our interview with head coach Brad Underwood of the Illini men's basketball team, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. We also had Austin Huff in to tell you about a wonderful charity that US 99 is supporting, getting service dogs to our veterans. If you missed that, that was at 10:45. We are still in the midst of breaking down the categories of games in our Cubs preseason schedule, so that will continue at 12:25. And we also talked about why Crosstown might not be the easy-peasy lemon-squeezy series Cubs fans think it is.
Did you just say easy-peasy lemon-squeezy?
That I did.
Okay, just making sure I heard you right.
Yes. It's nap time.
All right, what do you got?
Why's it got to be like that? You know, you reminded me of this job I used to work where I was a reporter, right? And I would just come to the office. He'd be like, all right, what do you got?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was just that you had talked about.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And I don't think we have time for anything else. And I want to focus on this and let it cook.
You're right. We only got about 6 minutes. Okay, so I will get out my air fryer because it's not going to be a crock pot situation over here.
Or but a braising situation.
There's a movie coming out,
Layla. Oh, so Buko.
And I'm very excited about this movie. I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And I was like, is it going to be great? Or is my nostalgia kicking in?
The it's going to be movie, great. Wait, is it?
The name of the movie is Karate Kid Legends. Have you heard of this?
I've heard of the Karate Kid.
Okay, so did you see the original Karate Kid?
Of course. Sweep the leg?
Here comes,
Cobra Kai?
Here comes the real question. Robbie Triado, Bob Tree, have you seen the Karate Kid?
I have never seen the Karate Kid.
Yeah. This
is, that one went over my head.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's a great movie. You should see it. So this one has Ralph Macchio from the original Karate Kid. And it also has Jackie Chan from the Karate. Was it the next Karate Kid? I think it was.
Jackie Chan's of a lot of movies.
So the movie is produced by Will Smith. He was in the movie with Jaden Smith as like kind of the next Karate Kid.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't it called like the next Karate Kid?
Yeah,
or something? It was called a movie I didn't watch.
And like, there's been so many versions of the Karate Kid. Like, do you remember that Hilary Swank was in a Karate Kid movie?
Forgot about that one.
That was with the original Mr. Miyagi. Like so this movie is basically uniting those two legendary nostalgic forces of Jackie Chan, obviously Karate Man, and then also Ralph Macchio, who had a resurgence in Cobra Kai, which was a series released, I think it was originally on YouTube, and then it went to Netflix. And I've seen that, and I was like, I'm all in. Should I be all in on? Is that okay that I like this? I'm just biting into the poisonous
nostalgia
apple?
Cells.
Yeah, the poisonous apple. Can y'all get some original ideas around here?
No, they can't. And here's the thing.
Sinners was original. I'm going to see that in IMAX.
They have original ideas, but studios don't want to bankroll them because executives can't get outside. They just sit in a box that's about the size of our studio with other people in that box. And then they're like, oh, these are some good ideas. And that's how you end up with all the bad ideas.
So I'm really excited about this movie. It's starring Ben Wang and Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio. I don't know the exact plot of it, but I was like, anytime you get the feel, it looked good from a trailer and production standpoint. Also, Ray Diaz has re-entered the chat. Ray Diaz, have you seen The Karate Kid? That is the question that we are asking right now. Robbie Triano has not seen The Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah, I've seen The Karate Kid, man.
How
wax
many
on,
Karate Kid
off,
movies
baby.
Have you seen, Ray Diaz?
I've only seen the original.
Okay, so you've never seen two, three.
Oh, so it's not like Fast and the Furious, where you can tell something about that person based on how many Fast and the Furious movies
wow, for example. What can you tell?
It's just, wait, it's just me. You just learn more about people when you find out how many Fast and the Furious movies.
I've seen every one of them.
Yep.
What did you learn from that statement?
I feel like that is very much a dedication to A, product, B, brand, and C, entertainment out of you. You're a movie guy.
630, Marshall, hard pass, bruh. Too many iterations on Karate Kid. Might as well be Karate Kid Grandpa. My goodness. Wow.
Karate Kid Grandpa. Ooh,
wow. Jackie Chan from Star Wars. That's for you, Layla.
Jackie Chan from Star Wars. I love that.
So, yeah, it's not for everyone. Sequels aren't for everyone. I do wish they had more original ideas in Hollywood, but here we are. So I will go see this movie, and maybe I will be, disappointed.
224, I bet Lella is having a field day. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it. No, I don't get it.
For what reference was there to field?
I don't know.
Oh, because we talked about baseball earlier.
That's every day.
Right?
I have no idea.
Sports are on a field.
All right.
Yeah, football. We had a lot of football today. Football's on the field. Hey, Layla, what can you tell me about myself? I've seen three Fast and Furious movies, but I skipped one. So I saw the Fast and the Furious. I saw Too Fast, Too Furious, Too Fast for y'all. And then I saw Tokyo Drift, which is the fourth one. And then I stopped.
What's the third one?
The third one is the turbocharged prelude to
the Honda Prelude?
Fast and Furious. Oh, wow. They really did that? They did like a
prequel? So I've only seen two and then parts of Tokyo Drift and I forgot it. Like it was probably on at a friend's house or something while I was there or like on in the background of something. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's very visually entertaining. And then I was like, that's it. I've moved on.
I took my behind to the theaters to see Tokyo Drift. And the only thing I remember was Bow Wow. Hey, there's Bow Wow driving these souped up cars.
Was he really there or was it the Bow Wow Challenge and he was doing it himself where he was just, you know, framing himself up in a fake car next to it or in the background?
Definitely fake car.
Still funny to me. Like every time I see a private jet, I'm like, oh, should I take a picture with me in the foreground and call it the Bow Wow Challenge?
I'm getting a lot of feedback on the text line that I should not go see this movie. But I will go see it. When I see it, it will be on a Wednesday to 847 because 50% off AMCA movies on Wednesdays.
Your devotion to movies is very interesting.
The theater is an experience. It is an escape. I don't feel like watching something on my couch is an escape. I'm still in my home. I think
Hey, but Marshall, you ever try this? Turn the lights off?
Yeah.
I fall asleep when that happens.
But think about being in the movie theater, like, you cannot use your phone there. When I'm at my house, I'm going to look at my phone. When I'm there, it is a complete escape.
Oh,
so that's my thing.
So somebody sends me a mention on Twitter, and they said they snuck in 4 Cheesecake Factory slices.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was good.
What?
And I was like, what? How? They had to have been individually contained.
Can we call that the Rahimi and Harris challenge? How much can you sneak into the movie theater?
You know what? I want to be a part of this. No.
Well, we could call it the Robbie.
I used to be challenge. On the selected list, and now you're trying to say that I want to be part of something sneaking into something somewhere.
Do we'll you put understand? It on Triano.
Do you understand what it's like to have to go through airport security without TSA pre-check on the selected list? No, you don't. It takes forever and it's not fun.
I need a cameraman because now I want to bring like a 5-foot hoagie into a movie theater and see if I can sneak that in.
A 5-foot hoagie.
Yeah, just like the largest party sub you could ever do.
I did sneak a pastrami sandwich in past TSA pre-check, but I'm pretty sure they knew it was there.
Mm.
That's all. And Dan McNeil's book. It was very Chicago.
They told me to break, so I laid out.
All and right. Dan McNeil's book.
Fair enough. I'm serious.
They took that. They confiscated that.
Five on it is next. We have five questions, and one of them is a real one for Sox fans. And that's all I'm going to say about it next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.